Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Cattle producers, there's no need to take chances on poor performance with your stockers on wheat pasture. Try Sweetlix Rumensin blocks today. These convenient blocks deliver Rumensin for growth promotion and high-quality nutrition all in one package. For just pennies per head per day, stockers with Rumensin Advantage can achieve 20 pounds or more per head of additional selling weight during a 100-day grazing period. Where else can you get that kind of return on investment? Stop in to see your nearest Sweetlix supplier today. Always read and follow label directions.
It used to be okay to smoke in teachers' lounges. It used to be okay in maternity wards. It was okay in sporting arenas, college campuses, and office spaces. But now that we understand the deadly dangers of secondhand smoke, that's not okay anymore. So why is it okay that more than 30,000 Oklahomans are exposed to secondhand smoke at work every day? Bottom line, it's not okay. Let's protect hardworking Oklahomans. Join the fight at stopswithme.com.
Over the next couple of days, we're at the 75th annual meeting of the National Association of Farm Broadcasters in Kansas City. One of the folks we caught up with pretty quickly was Jimmy Music, president of the National Association of Wheat Growers and, of course, a wheat producer from southwestern Oklahoma, Sentinel, Oklahoma. He was going to be representing the National Wheat Growers and talking with broadcasters all across the country over the next day or so. And we had a chance to talk to him about, first of all, crop conditions in his neck of the woods.
Talk a little bit about how y'all doing right now on your operation. This has been an interesting fall with all the rain we've had. You have to work around mud and all those kind of things, wheat planting, harvest, and all that.
Yeah, in western Oklahoma, as you well know, Ron, we're not used to working around mud, but we're having some challenges where the air seeder stopping up because we're going through mud holes, and it's a lot of times we'll cross our terraces, but now we've learned not to do that. We're sowing everything with the terrace and where we can get around the mud hose without being a problem. But it really is nice to have enough moisture to sow wheat, but it's getting pretty late, and we really need to get that project over with.
We have the midterms behind us now. Lame duck session is upon us, and the Big Four had told us that they thought they could put together a farm bill conference report during the lame duck. Do you think that's going to happen?
Well, we're at least slightly optimistic that it's going to happen, but we really don't know, and honestly, they don't know either. It's one of those challenges out there. There's enough differences in those two bills that there'll be a challenge trying to get together, but we've got lots of people out there that want that to happen, and they're working towards that goal, and we are at least slightly optimistic that will happen.
And, of course, the desire is to get something done this year instead of having to start over effectively.
Absolutely. It's always been our desire to have a new farm bill going into the new year, and hopefully it'll happen. But we're, as you well know, we're getting close to the holidays, and there'll be lots of things going on that'll pull them in different directions. And
now, at the two or three priorities, I know there's several things that you all are very interested in at the National Association of Wheat Growers, but in that, especially that commodity title, what are the keys in your mind?
Well, the commodity title, we're always concerned about the farm program and the insurance part of it, and we really are looking forward to having a farm bill that's comprehensive and will work for everybody. And those entitlements, FMD and MAP and several of those projects that we really need to take place will not get funded if we don't have a farm bill, and that's what we're really concerned about.
National Wheat Grower President Jimmy Music talking with us at the 75th annual meeting of the National Association of Farm Broadcasters going on this week in Kansas City. You've got farm news on Ron. Oklahoma Ag Credit supports rural Oklahoma with reliable and consistent credit today and tomorrow. They provide loans for rural land, livestock, equipment, and operating costs to farmers, ranchers, and rural businesses across 60 Oklahoma counties. Oklahoma Ag Credit's Country Home Loan Program provides financing for purchasing or refinancing homes in rural communities. And we're proud to say that Oklahoma Ag Credit is a proud sponsor of our Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email. And that's a check of our agricultural news. Have a great day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.